Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I am your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out pounding the pavement this morning, so I apologise about the road noise right now. I've got that for about another, maybe 900 metres or so, and then it'll be a bit quieter. Today I wanted to talk about building mental toughness, resilience. How do you do it? What are some practical steps for doing this? Obviously on this show I focus on I love the mindset side of things, because I have mentioned this before, how I think that mental health is going to be the next biggest global focus in terms of health pandemic. Just look at what's happened since COVID and the impact that it's having on people and how it's changed people forever. And we are becoming more and more unhealthy physically as a globe as well, and that has a negative impact on the mental health. So I wanted to talk about how we build our mental toughness, and I think it's a hard one, because I think the only way that you can really build it is if you go through a lot of stuff. And what that means is I can talk about mental toughness, I can talk about being resilient, but they're only words. And until you feel things yourself, you're not going to be able to relate to exactly, well, what does that mean? And what it means is when you're in pain, when you're in this emotional pain, when you're in this place where you're in distress, you are stressed. Whether it be financial pressure, relationship pressure, so many of our issues come from other humans, so first and last name people, that cause us to feel pain. And whatever that pain is, it could be financial pain, it could be emotional pain, it could be a combination of those things, it could be a medical setback, a whole range of different things. And so it's only through going through those things and you say, wow, I feel like this. I feel really bad. I feel the saddest I've ever been, the most stressed that I've ever been under, ever in my life. It's only when you're at that point and you've got a choice of saying, well, I can learn from this, I can grow from this, I can see this as an opportunity, or I can allow myself to stay in this state that I am. And so what I'm talking about here today is, how do we make you reflect on those first three things that I said? How do we do that? How do we keep pushing no matter what? If you look at any great movie, any great sporting moment, or you follow the stories of the wealthiest people in the world, they all had a turning point, the lowest point where they could have lost it all, or it could have ended everything for them, but something happened because of their mental toughness, their resilience, their work ethic, their focus, their undying commitment to make this work. And then it all changed for them. But it's never overnight. Like, it's something that has to be worked at and worked at and worked at over and over and over. And unfortunately, that means going through a lot of pain. So I think the first lesson is, in order to become mentally tough, you've got to go through a lot of pain. And through various sources, financial, relationship, perhaps medical, all of those things, so that you understand what it feels like. And then you have to make that choice to go forward, go backwards, stay where you are. And so I think the first thing that I would say to you is, when you are faced with a moment, and you're in that really painful position. Unless it's, for instance, right now, say it's something you've never experienced before. Because as you go through life, you experience things more and more. Like death is a good example. The older you get, the more and more people die around you. Right? Like I've lost grandparents, I lost my grandparents first, lost my mom, and then lost my dad. I've lost friends, colleagues, etc. In the whole process has taken me to get to 55 years of age. And the first time these things happen, it's incredibly painful. and you're getting these feelings that you've never had before, and you're trying to work out how do you deal with them. But then the more people that pass on, it doesn't necessarily make it any less painful in those moments, like when I lost my daughter. But by the stage that these things happen, you're able to tap into the toolbox of skills that you and tools that you have to be able to cope with whatever life throws at you. And so those first three things that I opened up with are what I believe will greatly assist you in becoming mentally tough. And that is any situation that comes your way. And like I said before, let's say that you're feeling this for the first time. I want you to ask yourself three questions, and the rules in answering these questions are that you are not allowed to be negative. Okay? That's just a rule. You cannot be negative in answering that. So the first question is, it doesn't matter the order, but the first question is, I'll wait for that truck to go past. What can I learn from this? Right? You can't answer it negatively. The next question is, how do I grow from this? And then the last question is, what are the opportunities that now arise because of this? And just think about that for a moment. You are not allowed to answer them negatively. So perhaps I'll talk about this in the context of my daughter, because the toughest thing I've ever had to go through. So first question, how can I learn from this? Well, if I am open, I can say, well, I can learn how to become a better dad. I can learn how to understand other people, be more empathetic. I can understand those things. I can learn more about people that are suffering from ASD. Learn more about what is happening in the space of eating disorders so that I can help other people. And so I could keep going on and on, but you've got the idea. And then it's like, but growth, how do you grow from this? Well, kind of the same sorts of questions, answers that I just provided. I would also add into that, how can I grow as a human being to just serve this place before I leave it? How can I grow more to understand more about myself and how to be more understanding of people and the plights that they're going through? How can I learn to and grow to be less judgmental? How can I just be, grow into be that much better person? How can I grow to help perhaps raise awareness in this space? If I look at what's the opportunity, I looked at the opportunity that I now have is to work with allied health professionals, hospitals, etc., to help understand more about this insidious illness. There's an opportunity for me to play a role in helping others through my lived experience. There's an opportunity to reach out to government and be an advocate in this space. I mean, the opportunities in that alone are massive. In this particular situation, we went from a place of it being 24/7 care and me being greatly restricted in what it was that I could personally do. Of course, you would do it again in a heartbeat, but all of a sudden I had all this time that just in a snap, because her life ended, and all of a sudden those things that I had to do 24/7 disappeared. And even though it took quite a bit of an adjustment to get to that place, the opportunity at the end of all of that is to how can I then use that time to grow my business. And so that's learning how to do that and to deal with my daughter. But how can I achieve that that growth, that business growth, and what are the opportunities now that I have this this time, because my life as a dad had changed completely. And so what I've done in all of that is, and there's a whole bunch more, but what I've done in all of that is not being negative at all, because it's easy to say, well, how can you learn from this? Nothing. There's nothing to learn. How can I grow from this? So I can't grow. I'm just so angry about everything. What's the opportunity? There's no opportunity here. Now my life is over and blah, 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 blah. Right? It's easy to do that. The resilience and mental toughness part of it is finding a greater meaning for the pain that you're going through. I look at another simple example. Let's go real estate, investments. When I got divorced, and like divorce is a whole other thing, but going through the divorce, had to find somewhere else where I could build my studio, keep doing my work, etc., etc. Had so many different things fall over in terms of houses and everything, and the real estate agent, who was also a client of mine, said, "Look, it just wasn't meant to be." And of course, when you're going through it at the time, there's a part of you that's just emotionally attached to, I just want to move on with my life. I just want to start here, start at, you know, my new location, start serving clients in the way that I want to in my new location, et cetera, et cetera. But it didn't happen. Why? Because it wasn't meant to be. And where I've ended up is in the best house, the best street, best studio that I've ever had. I absolutely love it there. And none of that would have happened if any one of these other opportunities had come to fruition. But at the time when you're going through it, you don't really necessarily recognize it. And that you're kind of forced to do it. And then you can respond in a positive way. So I had a rental property for like 8 months. And while I'm working with clients out of a 3-car garage, while I'm waiting for my house to be built and all that kind of stuff, it was really, really tough. But I just stayed focused on the positive things that were going to happen and were happening in those moments. Because we often think about the future and forget about what we're going through right now and realize that there's a gift in the pain. And that is really important. So I want you to focus on those three questions. You cannot answer them negatively, because you will not grow through that. You will not become stronger and tougher through that. So now, because I've been doing this for such a long time now, there is nothing that can come into my life that I can't cope with. And COVID was obviously a huge test. And I said, all right, you talk all this stuff, Rob Evans, but why don't you step up and prove what it is that you're capable of? Demonstrate to the world what it is that you can do. And I grew a lot through COVID. My business grew through COVID. My mindset changed even more and strengthened even more during COVID. And then I guess the ultimate test was my daughter. Ultimate test up to this stage in my life anyway. And I could have just ended it all and said, you know what, why bother? There's just no point in keeping on running the business, in keeping on doing these things. There's just no point. But I didn't, because I know what my daughter wanted for me. And it's only through coming up with greater meanings for things, greater definitions for why things are going on in your life, how to make the best of a bad situation, and you will become stronger. You will become tougher. And just like any skill, what do you have to do? You've got to practice it. You've got to practice it over and over and over. And you say, well, how do you practice that? You know, I'm talking about some tragic things here, like loss of your daughter and loss of family members and, you know, relationship pain and all that kind of stuff. Well, this is how you practice every day. You can do it right now. There will be things every day that challenge your thinking, that are pushing you to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Every single day. And it starts first thing in the morning. It's challenging you to say, to stay in bed. Like, we're in autumn here. It's just started to rain here right now. It's starting to get colder. So, right, it's dark and it's cold in the morning. So every kind of fibre in you is saying, just stay in bed, just stay in bed, just stay in bed. And what do you get out of bed? You get out of bed because you're driven to go to that next step, whatever that is. You're getting out of bed and go and do that workout. You're getting out of bed to go and create more success. Like this morning for me, it was getting out of bed, having a shower, getting ready to serve my first clients for the day, because I know I'm going to help them get closer to their health and wellness goals and supporting them in what it is that they want to achieve. If I give them what they want, I get what I want too. Now, getting out now, going for that walk. I thought there was a chance that it could rain, but I thought I'm going anyway because I need to get in these steps. We've got a really busy day focusing on getting other things done for business and other people as well. And I thought this is a great opportunity to do it now because it might rain all day. Let's do it now. When it comes to, say, food, for instance, a food truck just went past. When it comes to food, you're tempted all the time. It's lunchtime. Let's say that you haven't prepared your lunch. You're walking down to get some lunch. In that moment, you are confronted probably with at least half a dozen different choices. Do you go a salad? Do you go something healthier? Or do you go a fried option? Do you go something that's really not going to support your health and wellness in the best possible way, but you feel like that's how you do that? That is something where you can practice your mental toughness. If you know that you really want to do something more healthy, then that's it. But part of you is saying, no, go this, go this, go this. That is the time where you need to step up and say, no, I'm going to do this. Even though, yeah, I do want to do that one, I'm going to do this healthier option instead, because I know that that is supporting me to get to my health and wellness goals more quickly. Let's say that you've got a really important deadline or something, whether it be in your business or whether it's some project work or whether it's something that you've got a deadline in your, you know, your corporate life, your job, etc. And you keep putting it off and you keep putting it off. Why are you putting it off? Because it requires some hard work, it requires some focus, concentration. You'll make up a reason as to why you're putting it off, but you're just putting it off because it's harder. Don't put it off. Do it first thing in the day. That's the way to do it. Those hard things, do them first thing. Get those runs on the board, address it, and often it's not as hard as you think it is, but you've got to do it. You've got to get started. You're putting off tasks, you're putting off conversations, you're putting off difficult conversations. You have to address them. You need to step into them, and you practice and practice and practice. There are opportunities all day, every day. Even as you're listening to this, there'll be an opportunity where you're making up an excuse or a reason why you're not doing something. So challenge that and say, no, I'm going to do this. And you'll become mentally tougher. And then guess what? Next time it happens, it may be just as hard. Next time, maybe just as hard. Next time, maybe it's a little bit easier. Next time, maybe it becomes a little bit easier again. Next time, a little bit easier again. And before you know it, you're just doing it because you really enjoy the challenge, and you know that you're going to be better as a result on the other side of the action. You know that any really difficult conversation that you've had to have with someone, whether it be a staff member, whether it be a colleague, whether it be in a relationship, you always feel better on the other side of it. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it can be confronting. Yes, you don't know how a person's going to react. Yes, most people don't like conflict. But you know that you always feel better on the other side. And then in that process, you practice your communication technique. You practice all of those skills so that next time it comes to having one of those conversations, then you just get better at it. And that's the way that I approach it. I can remember a time when I was terrified of public speaking. I would do anything I could to avoid public speaking. I'm just talking about standing up in front of a classroom and talking in front of, say, 20 people and the teacher. Why? Because I thought I would feel stupid. I wouldn't know what to say. I would feel embarrassed, etc., etc. Now, because I've been doing it so much, I look for the opportunities to be able to be put in those situations, and just bang, I just go do it. Because I know that I've practiced, I know that I'm a good speaker, I know that I can do these things, but it's only come through a lot of practice. I mean, think about it. Like this podcast here today, I didn't put, I don't have any notes or anything like that. I've just hit record and said, bang, let's go. I've now done almost 3,300 podcasts. That's an opportunity 3,300 times to practice my speaking, practice delivering without having notes. So it makes me more able to have better quality conversations with people as well when I'm networking, because I'm more introverted than extroverted. And when I have those conversations, when I'm in social situations, networking situations. But this helps me understand how I can have conversations better, because I'm good at it. So mentally toughness, building that resilience is one hell of a journey. It requires a lot of practice. But if you stick to those three questions that I said at the start, and if you understand it's about connecting greater meanings to things, and if you understand that it's also about practicing over and over and over, you will just naturally get better, and not just a bit better, you'll get a lot better and completely change who you are. Like, I'm such a better human being now because of my mental toughness. I'm such a better person. I'm not just mentally tougher. I have built so many other skills around me on that journey to becoming mentally tough, because it's been a focus of mine to just become better, the better version of myself. So on that note, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I would love to connect with you. See you tomorrow.